This episode is brought to you by KG Productions.
There are so many Indian soldiers who lose their life and their family has to suffer loss. Why doesn't God help or show some way to soldiers who offer selfless service for the country and people? Selfless service to the country. Soldiers are offering their services. Likewise, you can take anybody from any field. You see, there are people who have gone to Olympics. They bring glory to the country. I'm sure you know that. There are cricketers, there are footballers, there are marksmen, there are all kinds of people are there. There are politicians, there are scientists. Scientists who get Nobel Prize, we have in India also. But they also are very important people. They have done a lot of things. Then there are some people who are in the police forces. And because there might be riots, could be terrorist attacks or whatever, they become shaheed. They lose their life. If you go to the Martyrs Memorial, you will find their name written in gold somewhere. So all these people are doing service. The question was, why doesn't God help or show way to the soldiers who offer selfless service to the people? Why is it that the family has to suffer? Or why is it that the soldier has to die? Why does this kind of a thing happen? Let me assure you one thing, that every person is unique, just not the soldiers. You too are unique. Whatever country that you are a citizen of, you are a unique citizen of that country. You owe it to the country. Now today, in terms of the medical problems that are going on, health issues are there. There are lots of people, doctors, who might be dying themselves. And they have done a great sacrifice. The soldiers also might have done great sacrifices. We cannot just point out to the soldiers alone. I am taking the entire population. Everybody can become a martyr. You are a martyr yourself. Who says you are not? You may say you have not fought for the country. Not necessary. Here, the important point to note, everybody has a job to do. Everyone has a duty. Some people have a different kind of a duty. Some have a duty which looks very, very serious and sincere. Now you have teeth. There are molars, there are canines, there are incisors. How many of them are there? Quite a lot, isn't it? Every teeth has a job to do, isn't it? Just like you have fingers. Every finger has a job to do. Can you say the thumb is more important? Who is important in all this? All your five fingers are important. Please remember this. Likewise, all your teeth are important. Every teeth has a specific job to do. Now today, are you facing a particular issue where, you know, somebody, if they don't come to clean the streets or they don't remove the dustbins, you know what's going to happen, isn't it? One day without milk. Now tell me, who is important? You don't get water for a day or two. You know, there's a pipeline burst. There's an electricity issue. The electrical current doesn't come. You have a problem. So now tell me, do you think that the electrician who is handling that department, is he right? Yes, he has a job which is important. We should never consider it as unimportant. Alright? Likewise, even the person on the road who is cleaning the streets is equally important. The person who is cleaning the drains, he is also important. Today the trains are not working because of these issues that are going on. Are they not important? You see, if your train doesn't come in time, you are going to get in trouble. Even your Uber doesn't come in time, you will not be able to make for the flight. So now tell me, is that Uber person important or no? Person who is driving the taxi is also important. Everybody has their importance. God has created these different people in different location, places, so on and so forth, and He has set them rightly in their places. Your mother is important, your father is important, your brother is important, your sister is important. Everybody has their importance. Never discount it. Don't just think that the soldiers are important. Yes, when there is a war, yes, when there is an issue connected with defense, they are important. But today, if the sweeper dies, or the policeman, the traffic policeman is killed by somebody on the road, tell me that he is not important. He is also very, very important. So we should never say that one person is high and the other one is low. No, don't make these distinctions. We write stories on people of greater importance. We write stories on scientists. We write stories on cricketers, on army, navy people. Who's going to write stories on all those small people also? They're equally important. And God is not hard-hearted. Please remember this. What happens to the soldiers over there happens to the common man also. So the common man is equal in stature to any other person in this world. Today, how much importance are we giving to the doctors? Very soon, when the whole situation comes back to normal, you may not even remember them. You see, we give Padma Bhushans and Padma Vibhushans and all those great prizes to people who are very great singers and writers and this and that and cricketers. I don't understand why. A cricketer? There is a common man on the street who is having a very important job. If he loses his job, his entire family may not have any food. You know that. Today you can experience this. So I am not going to give a higher rating and a lower rating for anybody in this world. Everybody is equal in the eyes of God. Please know this. Not just Arjuna. No. Even the common foot soldier is equally important. You understand what I am saying? In the battle of Mahabharata, how many people died? Lot of them. But we only know about a few. We know about Duryodhan, we know about Dushyasana, we just know about a few other people. Bhishma Pitama, and so on and so forth. But do we know about how many soldiers got killed? Was he having a family? We know about Tanaji. We know about Shivaji. See, we don't know about the common man. He is also important. It is only when they come in the eye of the public, that time we just glorify them. Otherwise, nobody cares. So it doesn't mean that they are unimportant. It means that they also have a family, they also go through their troubles, they also face a lot of difficulties, and we have to consider all these people in the same level. They are also doing sacrifices, but they are not glorified. People fighting for the country, they have been fighting for eons. If I know about Mahabharata, don't you know before Mahabharata also there might be so many soldiers? They have also lost their life. So, everybody goes through that. Arjuna says to Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, he says that if the soldier loses his life, then his family gets, you know, kidnapped by the invaders, the women get raped, the children are this way. I mean, you have seen what happened in many countries, isn't it? This is a fallout of a war. And we are not discussing war over here. We are discussing whether God is kind or no. God is very, very compassionate, let me assure you. If He is giving, you know, whatever trouble that He is giving to one person, if you think He is giving trouble to those soldiers over there, you need to think about everybody else also. Even to His own son, even to His own self. When the Lord was born on this earth as Shri Ram, He has gone through His troubles. When He was born as Sri Krishna, you think He has not had enough troubles in His life? So even if the Lord takes birth, He has to go through it. The reason is because this is a world of Maya. The path of spiritual will teach you how to overcome this Maya. Maya is an illusion, just like war is an illusion. Everybody dying is an illusion. Somebody's birth is an illusion. Your body is also an illusion. The things that are happening are also illusion. You have to understand the truth about the self. You have to understand the spirit. That is the reason why we are doing spirituality. And that is the reason why we have to be detached from all these things. To learn spirituality, you will go through these entire lessons. So, I'm sure you have understood that it is not, we just don't have to segregate out one category of us. People, everybody has to go through their own karmas. Some of them are difficult, some of them are easy. It happens. So, I hope you understood the answer.